pal Hannah, I wrote you a song. It's maybe inspired. Well, I forgot it now, but it went something like, Gelby, 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 Gelby,
Gelby, Gelby, Gelby,
Gelby, Gelby, Gelby, Gelby, Gelb, 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 Gelb.
Oh my god!
So that was your song.
I'm so nostalgic, and I love it. I love it, my friend.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Did you love that song?
I do. Yes, I do. I want to go play Mario right now. Oh my god! Can I just tell you that? First of all, Hannah Hart, I think we can agree we are much overdue for a conversation about the things that the shows, movies, music, things that are making us happy to be alive right now.
I completely, completely agree. Also, I would like all podcasters or all listeners to be aware that I do, in fact, now hear the washer dryer in the background.
They're just so close, you know?
So give me 3 minutes and then one of them will go off. I'm gonna really choke up on the mic, and I'm gonna be the only thing that can be recorded is the sound of my voice.
But I love it. My voice good. Is the sound good, good, good. Of my your voice. Mind. Speaking of Mario, I have to tell you the most delightful thing, which is that I saw my nephew recently, and we were in a park with a fountain, and I gave him a coin to throw in the fountain, and he was like, "I wish that Mario was real."
Oh my god. Well, have you seen Nintendo Land? Have you seen the Nintendo Land? It's so magical.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's done, dude. Maggie and I watched a YouTube video that was somebody's vlog, like somebody's tour of the park. And it is so incredible. Where is it? It's in Japan.
Okay, I was going to say, can only be in that magical land.
I think it's in Universal Studios Japan, but let me just look up Nintendo Land. Nintendo Land is the name of a video game. Okay, Nintendo Park? What do they call it? Nintendo Park.
Theme park?
Super Nintendo World! Super Nintendo World is a themed area at Universal Studios Japan. It is and under construction at Universal Studios Hollywood. A tour of Super Nintendo World is well worth your time. I'm going to just send this to you in an email so that you can watch it because it's going to make you happy. But other things you've been watching have made you very happy lately, have they not?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Are you just so? Do you just really want to see Super Nintendo Land?
I do, but I'm trying to hold myself. I'm like, I'll save that. For
okay,
later.
Well, here, you know what? There are a lot of podcasts that are a lot less strict than me. So here, just go ahead and check it out, and then describe to the people at home what you're seeing.
Ooh, okay.
There you go. Yeah, you know why not? Why not?
Why not? We. Oh, here, Nintendo.
Word.
Oh my god,
it's magnificent, isn't it?
Do you get to like punch blocks and stuff
yeah you get to punch boxes. It is one of the it is I know what Hannah Gelb is witnessing, everyone, is similar to how a Harry Potter fan first saw Harry Potter World. Okay.
Oh my god, they have Thwomp the huge block moving up and down, and Yoshi.
They got Princess Peach's castle.
And the Koombas and coins, glittering coins, and the plant, and the pipes, and oh my god.
Oh, wait till you see a video at night. Oh, the night's even more lit up. Oh, it's just so magical. I mean, it's truly immersive. Like,
oh god, I have to stop because, wow, I didn't even know it was possible to feel this happy.
Right? We watched like an 18-minute vlog of someone walking around the park, and I was like, this feels great. Yes. I really liked this.
Gosh, you know, I have not been to... Okay, I'm going to make it a goal, perhaps for 2023. God, pray that we're all still here. That I visit Harry Potter Land and Nintendo Land, if it is open.
You're going to go to Japan next year?
I mean, why not? There are no rules, as I said in the last episode.
You're right.
I have to open my door, everyone, to let Fiona out. Hold on.
Oh, very good. I'll vamp. I got nothing to say. I should have said
anything. You know, speaking of pop culture, I'm also very happy to see the Sailor Moon Vans collection is coming out soon. And once again, you know, I used to be bitter about the fact that I put so much work into seeing anime back in like 2002 when it was really, really hard. But now I can just be like, I literally am looking at a future that I envisioned. You know, like back when I had to watch Princess Mononoke 3 times in the artsy theater to like support anime. And now here we living. I'm living in this world of Sailor Moon stuff everywhere. Like, what better outcome could there? I have basically succeeded in life. I've succeeded. Mm-hmm. Full stop. It's like
that's it. That's it. Sailor Moon Vans exist.
I'm
Sailor
so
Moon
happy.
Sailor Moon Cans exist. Sailor Moon makeup. I saw it at the Japanese grocery store.
I mean, it's yes, and I was loving those.
I sent Hannah a picture of it, but you know what? I'm also going to send it to our podcast chat for posting in the Patreon. So if you're a member of our Patreon, you can go ahead and check out this cool picture of Sailor Moon stuff.
But I also need to talk about Our Flag Means Death, which is a show on HBO about gay pirates, and it is it's kind of like. It's a little bit like Adventure Time in that you're like, oh, this is like a fun kind of silly show. And then it actually makes you like it hits you in the soul. It hits you in the soul.
It hits you in the soul like Adventure Time. So Adventure Time is like a 15-minute cartoon. And this is like an hour, right?
It's like 30, it's like 8-ish 30-minute episodes, I think.
8 30-minute. Okay, great. So, yes, well, here today on Analyze This, we're going to be talking about, and as you heard in our amazing intro, we're going to be talking about things that are making us happy. This is a happiness-focused episode where we are putting happiness forward, way all the way forward, just like I am with my microphone to hopefully drown out the sound of the washer. But we'll see. Hannah Gelb.
Yes, my friend.
Please read the description of the show. Our Flag Means Death.
Okay. So it's based on an actual person named Stede Bonnet, who in the 1700s decided he was tired of being an upper class twit in England and he wanted to be a pirate. So he was
an upper class twit?
Yes, an upper class twit, like a
twit, like okay, like a snobby abby,
yeah, just like, you know, a person of leisure who has nothing to do but be a person of leisure. Sounds terrible.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm gonna be a pirate now because that's what I want to do. So he did that, and he was called the Gentleman Pirate. It's like he befriended Blackbeard, so. The guy who created the show was like, I'm going to take this story and make it a romance between the Gentleman Pirate and Blackbeard, and who are played by Rhys Darby and Taika Waititi. Okay.
It writes itself.
It's just so funny and it's so beautiful, and I'm so happy to live in a world where it is, it exists, and oh my gosh, and it was just renewed for season 2. I'm so happy.
Oh my God. Wait, Rhys Darby. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Not as strong a chin as I usually like.
But dude, he'll win you over. Also, he's like,
I'm just saying, comparatively speaking to Taika Waititi, he looks great. Taika Waititi is a handsome,
let me tell you something. You are not prepared for the sexual energy that Taika Waititi brings to the show. Like,
I believe Taika Waititi is giving me sexual energy through this image of them, of himself on the on this yeah that I'm googling.
Like, apparently
wow.
his
Blackbeard, hot,
his
hot,
Blackbeard
hot.
Outfit is like a mixture of Prince and Mel Gibson from the original Mad Max.
Okay, now I'm sorry, but this is a romance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit like, wow, these are two older gentlemen. I mean, when you say gay pirate romance, I just was picturing like much prettier younger men in that way. Mm. But this looks like two older gentlemen. This looks more like a real love story. Wow. Wow.
It is,
okay, maybe,
dude.
I think.
And it's
where
it's
can
made,
you watch this? If
it's on HBO.
And how did you hear about it?
I think my good friend, Sarah and Helen, who I used to live with, who are fanish friends of mine. We like to fan out together. They were like, basically, I went to their house like three nights in a row and we just watched the whole thing. And they had already seen all of it. And they rewatched all of it with me. And it was just so good. And I think it's better because we know Rhys Darby and Taika Waititi are like, have been friends for so long. So it just makes me happy to think like, these guys literally got to go to work and their job was to like laugh all day with their friends. And also they're both like, Taika Waititi on Twitter, like multiple times has been like, this is not a bromance. It's a romance. And that's what we set out to make. And it's just so good.
I gotta say, context over subtext is a real, in honor of Pride, I would like to point out how far we've come in saying that we demand context over subtext. Mm-hmm. You know what, that actually kind of segues so Our Flag Means Death, check it out if you haven't seen it. I also want to tell you about a gay thing that made me really happy.
Yay!
But I also want to read this brief history of Steed.
Yes.
S-T-E-D-E, Steed?
Yes, right? Like, is he the only Steed in the history of the world? Who is named Steed besides this person?
Well, it comes from Smithsonian Magazine, and I will read it starting now. Steed Bonnet's career as the gentleman pirate may represent the worst midlife crisis on record. Okay, so this is a magazine. It's editorial. In 1717, Bonnet, a retired British Army major with a large sugar plantation in Barbados, abandoned his wife, children, land, and fortune, bought a ship, and turned to piracy on the high seas. You know, it does kind of sound like a midlife crisis, which I love.
And you know what's great is, like, actually, so in real life, I think he was, like, in his 20s, and Blackbeard was, like, early 20s at most. So the fact that they're like,
wow,
well, let's get these like fucking 45 year old dudes to play this, like, I just really like that. I don't know. Anyway, but sorry, continue.
I really like that also. Why did a man who seemed to have everything give it all up for a life of crime? Well, from 1715 to 1720, piracy experienced a golden age.
Oh my God.
Steed Bonnet was a part of a gang of pirates operating in the Caribbean that are responsible for most of the images of pirates we have today. But during their lifetimes, they were also treated like folk heroes. Many colonial citizens supported pirates. People saw pirates as Robin Hood figures, socking it to the man on their behalf.
Mm.
Piracy was a lifestyle, a profession, and a political cause in the early 18th century.
Whoa. Hmm. Also, okay, people, don't let anyone try and tell you that you are the first generation to, like, be dissatisfied with your life. And why can't you just be happy? Because we were happy with what? No! Everyone has been unhappy all the time since the history of humans started, okay? Don't let anyone take that away from you. Like, this guy was like, I hate being a rich person in 1750. I'm going to go be a pirate because we are here to live the life that is true to ourselves. God damn it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I love that. I love that they're like that in this article. They asked, like, why would someone who seemingly have it all give it all up? And it's like, because they had the resources to pursue the things they wanted to do. So then they used the resources to pursue the things they wanted to do. Mm. So what's up with that? Okay, which actually leads to what is making me happy right now. I want to tell you about a movie I saw. I actually want to tell you about two movies I saw, but I'm going to tell you about the first one first and then the second one second. And yeah. We'll get to that. Yeah, right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back. Okay, Hannah Gelb.
Yes, my friend.
I'm gonna update you. I'm gonna use this time that we're recording our podcast to update you directly on my life. Actually,
wonderful. So,
I know, a pleasant change of pace, don't you think? Like here, I'll tell you about what's going on. So this ties directly into my you must watch, what you should watch next. What should we call this episode? Things that are making us happy. Things you should watch. Something about happiness and watching. I look forward to finding out what the title is.
Happiness is a watch.
Watch out. Happiness coming your way. Happiness is a watch. No, that is not. That is misleading.
That is not good.
You know how I feel about time. Oh, by the way, Hannah, that article I sent you about procrastination and emotional regulation talks about the 4,000 Weeks books that you've been talking about.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, and really briefly, as I assumed, but here's the thing. If you're someone who finds himself frequently procrastinating, it might be less of a time management issue and more of an emotional regulation issue. Just want to throw that out there. You know, yeah, I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but you're good. You are a good person. You are worthy. That's the truth. Okay. So,
I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, it's a blah, blah, blah. I just hate those words even. It's like time management means nothing if I'm literally weeping inside and staring blankly.
Dude.
Whatever. It's just another whip to use against myself.
I
was really happy to see this person, this study, to be like, procrastination is more linked to emotional regulation, because I've thought that for years. I'm like, well, the second I started emotionally regulating, my ADHD, quote unquote, symptoms got a lot better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you know? Dude. And like, I cannot tell you, when I had a job, these like 12 minute stop procrastinating videos I had to watch. And they're like, so the fear of failure. Yeah, that's there. Get over it. Okay, we've solved your procrastination. Like, it's such
Why
a...
Why do people not understand, like, that just because you can't see someone shaking and crying, that fear is a real thing, and if they are feeling fear, no matter how lacking their visage, like, shows it, like, when you are feeling afraid or thinking that you are threatened, like, you can't always see it on somebody's outside, but it is affecting their insides, you know?
Dude, Hanhart. Yes, beautiful. So true.
People shut down and withdraw for real reasons. And just because you can't see it or they can't communicate it, that's the work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the work on both parties' part. One, to leave enough room for communication or inquiry, and the other, to have the tools and capacity to overcome this debilitating fear, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, this was just coming up recently because I've been really happy lately. Oh, let's call the episode that. I've been really happy lately.
Oh, that's wonderful. That sounds great. I'm going to write it down just because I love it so much.
Yeah, I've been really happy lately. And it's because, well, in part, I think it relates to like coming to like a real ownership of my wants and conclusions. At this time, but basically, let's start here. There's a film called Everything Everywhere All at Once, and it's a masterpiece. And you know, we've said that for The Last of Us Part Two. We've said that for it's a masterpiece. It is a masterful work. It is absolutely excellent, and I cannot recommend you watching enough. It's out of theaters, but it had a really, really big effect on me because I was like, yeah, movies. Yeah, storytelling. Yeah, I want to be a part of that, you know? Hup, hup, hup. But how? And so I realized that it's so hard to say. I want to be a part of storytelling. And I'm really proud of myself for telling my own story. And I feel really good about it. And now that I've gotten there, and now that I've spent the last 2 years kind of redetermining my life path, I now feel like I'm able to say a hidden desire that I've had. And it relates a lot, I think, to like gender presentation and feeling comfortable in my body. And like just all this healing has been stacking up and stacking up and stacking up. And I'm like, wow, wow, wow. And it created the space for me to accept this, which is that I want to book more acting gigs. I want to act more. I want to be an actor. I am an aspiring actor. I'm an actor looking for work. I want to act. I would like to act. And that means I got to take some classes. I got to up my skill sets. I got to boost my resume. I got to go be shy and uncomfortable and embarrassed. I got to go be in a group of people, other people at all, period, full stop. yeah. But that's kind of like the next step for me, Hannah as a Hannah, is that I want to go all in, man. I don't want to hide from myself that I really like want to be an actor and love acting, and I want to act. I want to act more, you know? So I signed up for a bunch of classes this summer. I've never taken traditional headshots. I've never taken acting headshots. I only just this week have an acting resume put together. You know, like how in movies you see somebody walk in, they're holding like a shiny photo of themselves and a piece of paper with a history of their work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never walked in a room holding those two objects.
Wow.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to make...
I'm just like, I want to take a moment over here to just bathe in the glow of this beautiful realization and the honoring of the realization and the like the and acknowledging that it's scary, and I'm so happy for you, dude.
It's
so
a brutal it's a brutal career path to try for, and I am 35 and I see more like non-binary gender fluid presentation on TV. There's more queer roles out there, and I would absolutely kick myself if I didn't try to book work as an actor, you know?
Yeah.
And I am in a talented town filled with talented people, beautiful people, competition from other cities, New York, LA, London, like it is competitive. And so I don't, whatever, but I really want to try. I really want to throw my hat in the ring. I really want to try. And that means I'm going to take a sketch writing class. You know, because like apparently acting resumes, of which I've never even seen one, I've never held one or looked at one, but they have skills on there, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if I keep, they have skill sets, like, and I'm like, okay. And like Ella is taking calculus right now because she wants to get an MBA.
Wow. And I'm like, okay. Oh my God. She'll be a world destroyer. Holy shit.
You know, she told me, she was like, hey, do you know what slope is? And I was like, no. And she was like, it's now I know the equation for it also. But she said, slope is the speed. And I'm like, huh? And basically it just like we measure slope by calculating speed. Anyway, but M equals
okay.
Y something something X something. I don't fucking know. Look, guys, I'm just a pretty face with a big dream.
Man, but you're right, dude. It's like a really exciting time to be like a queer gender fluid actor, you know? Like they can't just hire Meryl Streep to do all those roles anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go that far as to say it's an exciting time to be that person. No, but representation matters, and yes. The door is still cracked And I would like to be, I would like to try and put myself out there and deal with the rejection. Like, I think I can stomach it, you know, like I'm still going to have to figure out a way to make regular income. But watching Everything Everywhere All at Once really helped me remember, like, it was the best example of, like, you have no idea what another person's experiencing. So that's total relief. But also, nothing matters. Therefore, everything does. Like, this is my blip. Why wouldn't I want, why wouldn't I just really try and do it? You know, I mean, not why wouldn't I, but like, I think I can handle it. I think I can handle the social anxiety of taking a class. I think I can handle the rejection that is a constant of, you know, trying to act. And I want auditioning to become more reflexive. You know, right now it's like, oh my God, I have an audition. I have to like shut down mentally and like really try and get ready for this. But that's not like how working actors work. You just have to fucking just blop, 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 blop. And I don't have the experience of that. So I need to gain the experience. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Like the next like thing is like, I said to Ella, you know, especially, you know, with the changes that are like happening in our lives, I said to her, I was like, I'm not a businessman. And she said, you're a businessman. And I was like, and then we were like, Jay-Z, that's a Jay-Z quote. You know, I was like, yeah. I can't do it because I'm watching Ella like do this MBA stuff and I listen to her meetings and I'm like, I can't. That's not who I am. Like, everybody always said, you are smart, you're smart, you're smart. And so I was like, cool, I'll do smart things and be that. But like, what do I want to do next? Yeah, man, I would love to perform, you know. I would love to expand that wheelhouse. So that's really, that's big. I know it sounds silly given I've been in so much stuff and I know that like, but that's, it's just not the same.
I don't think it sounds silly at all.
Thanks, man. But like, cause you were there though, cause you've seen what it takes to produce and executive produce a work. It's like, but you've been in three movies, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, that's not Hollywood, baby. That's not how it works. You know, you got to pound some pavement. And then the pavement pounds you back and you have to expand your network. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it and they're real time consuming strategies to trying to generate success as an actor. Long story short, I'm all in. Next time I'm sitting at a cafe, the next time Ella and I are out and they're like, so what do? I'm going to say, I'm an actor. Oh, what are you in? Nothing right now. Know somebody? That's how I'm going to be. You know?
Dude,
Hannah Gelb is not. I know this sounds like silence.
Well, we have to stop the podcast. There, I just want to end on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful note. There is nothing more to be said. Yes. The next time I'm out, I'm going to say I'm an actor. Dude, you are like inspiring the fuck out of me right now.
Yeah. I mean, like, what is the point of doing all this? Like, I have done so much like mental health, self-help work to arrive at a place where I can hear what I want to do next and like try. Instead of sitting in a theater resenting well-crafted movies, instead of being like, I don't want to consume that, it's because I don't want to feel that jealousy. Mm-hmm. Instead, I'm listening to the passion, you know? And I'm like, God damn, I do want to be in movies. God damn, I do want to make movies. God damn, I do want to collaborate with other creatives. God damn. So we'll see what happens, but I'm going to live in that passion for a minute. And I've got just enough savings to cover my half of life. Well, anyway, I'm going to live in that passion for a minute. But also, like, you know, we need jobs. Everybody needs a job. But I'm going to try, man. You know, I just want to act, man.
Dude, it's just like you said. It's like, why? We are here for a blip. Why wouldn't you? You know? This is so helpful also for me right now because I know someone who's like, have you ever thought about, like, doing real estate? And I've been so in my head about everything that there was a moment where I was like, well, should I do real estate? And then I'm like, why do I watch other people pursuing their dreams. And I'm like, that's cool that they can pursue their dreams. I guess I'll do real estate. Like, I think I can set my sights
so I'm gonna,
a little
I'm
higher.
Gathering from this, real estate is not your dream.
No.
Well, you know, you could say, you know what? I would love to sell houses. And I was like, okay, great. Wow, I did not know. I did not know that. You know?
No.
I mean, Hannah, don't. I'm just saying, like, if I get a real estate license and that helps me fund my ability to pursue acting, I'll take it. But no, I'm not going to break into real estate. Like,
I mean, maybe if I was like, oh, I have found like a specific avenue that I want to pursue and it's going to require some money, I would do that a little bit on the side. I don't know. But I just feel
like... there's one more thing that's making me happy.
Oh, yes.
So item number one was I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once and felt the freedom of mortality, and it inspired me to move forward in this step, handle the rejection, make myself vulnerable, put my wants out there, and just kind of go after it in a real way that I've never been bold enough to do, you know? I always felt so shy and embarrassed and like not practical.
Mm.
But fuck practicality, man. You know?
Dude. Yeah.
Dude.
And I think
Okay, but let me tell...
Ooh, yes.
Let me tell you the second thing that's making me really happy right now. Right after this. And we're back!
We're back!
Gelby, we can talk more about this epiphany after we're done recording. But let me just tell you about this other recommendation I have. I saw a movie on Hulu. It was delightful. Cute little romp called Fire Island.
Oh my gosh.
It is a gay, men loving men, a gay remake of Pride and Prejudice that takes place on the vacation hotspot of Fire Island. So, in honor of Pride, if you want to support queer creators or blah, 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 queer creatives, check it out. But if watching men kissing men, seeing butts and abs makes you uncomfortable, then no, it's not the movie for you.
Gosh, what a delightful idea, you know?
Pride and Prejudice, like doing a wash of Pride. Yeah, I mean, so many, so many things are based off of, like, these books. But yeah, Fire Island is just excellent, and it's just great. It's great, and it's also made by somebody who, the creator, Joe, let me look up his name, Jim Booster. I know his last name's Booster, I think. Fire Island. Well, let me just say, Korean born, adopted by a Midwestern family, gay. So this person, Joel Kim Booster, I am now obsessed with just in terms of their life story. I'm like, wow. So yeah, watch the film Fire Island. Support alternative storytelling, or not alternative storytelling. Support people, man. Anyway, yeah. It's Pride. Happy Pride. I watched Fire Island. It was great. The end.
Oh, I love it, dude. Yes, absolutely. Support people doing things, and stories fill your cup, man. They fill our cup.
Stories fill our cups, and being a part of like storytelling and story making is great, you know? And I like, and if you've told your story, if you have a story you want to tell, tell it, because it feels good, because then you get to move on. So tell your story and live your life, I guess, is my conclusion. Hannah, you're
title.
So quiet. Oh, she's done. She's just done. Hannah's done. Okay,
over. I mean, I'm like, this is the greatest episode we've ever done in the history of the podcast because of this beautiful, beautiful, heartfelt, amazing realization that you've come to and shared with everybody. That's where I am right now.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of funny because, like, from the Hollywood side, it's like, well, why would you want to be an actor when you could just self-produce your own work? And I'm like, well, because acting is an art form that I really want to explore.
Yeah.
And I would really love to pursue and perform this passion that I have never, I've never done theater, dude. Like, I want to do that stuff. It sounds really fun.
Yeah.
And even taking the classes, if as close as I get is those classes too, recognizing that I have made things in the past, but it's so different when you're the boss.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, producing is hard, a lot of work. Not that acting is not a lot of work, but you know, And also, like, yeah. Even I have thought about, like, acting because it's, like, it's so, it seems like you just, you.
Such a cathartic.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
You can transcend. Yeah, you can be other people. You're working with people who are also inspiring you. I mean, that's the greatest. There is no greater feeling for me than I have transcended my crazy brain because I'm so into what I'm doing and I'm doing it with other people. Like, that is what, mm-hmm. that's the best. That's the absolute best.
I mean,
best.
Hannah, you took a whole improv course. You have more skills on a resume than I do for like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I need to go and take the classes. I need to go and like be like, yes, I would like, I need.
Hannah just got up out of her chair and is now talking to somebody. Okay.
Not nearly as disastrous as it sounded. I have a command hook, and the command hook didn't hold, and it was holding up a shelf, and the shelf fell. So that sucks. I got to go clean that up.
Command hooks.
It was scary. But let me, what was I trying to say? Oh.
Classes.
I have strong emotions inside my body based off powerful experiences. And I want to have an outlet. And I think that this could be a really good outlet, even if it doesn't go anywhere financially. I think the experience is going to really teach me a lot because there's a lot of emotions that I have trouble accessing. So there you go. So anyway, that's what's up. That's what's up. Thank you for listening this week on Analyze This. Dude, I hope we've stunned best, you into silence.
Best episode we've ever done.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Hannah, I'm going to call you so you can talk to me on the phone while I sweep up. What probably has a little, I had a little teapot, a little glass teapot on that shelf, so I got to go sweep that up. But you know what? Mazel tov. Let us think of it as simply smashing the cup of our wedding ceremony into the bright new future.
Yeah, smashing the cup of our, in a good way, of our hopes and dreams. And yes.
Yes, we are smashing the cup of our pride and entering into a blushing humility of experience. Yes. So, yes, let us go before us, blah, blah, blah. Okay, everybody, if you want more of this podcast, please like, rate, review, and subscribe. But most of all, really, truly, deeply, I hope that you have a great day. Hannah Gelb says bye-bye. Okay, this is not silence.
Sorry,
I gotta call
I'm sorry. I was trying to, for some reason, the only thing that came to my head in that exact moment was the McDonald's theme song, like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And I was like,
bye.
We definitely,
hope you're loving it.
We cannot get sued by McDonald's. That would be disastrous. Anyways, we love you so much. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Yay. Bye-bye. See you next week. Bye-bye. Or hear you next week. Okay. Bye.